Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. India's most populous state with 180 million people has a chief minister known for large gestures, though she's just 5 feet tall. A new statue erected in Mayawati's honor was 12 feet tall. Not big enough, though, for the larger-than-life leader. Nearby statues of other leaders towered over hers, so at a cost of almost $1 million, Mayawati's statue grew 3 feet and now sees eye to eye with the others. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. About a half dozen homes were destroyed near the resort town of Wisconsin Dells after a flooded embankment gave way. Damage assessment teams from the Federal Emergency Management Agency are due in Wisconsin today after weekend rains prompted a state of emergency in 30 counties. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle made the emergency declaration after as much as 9 inches of rain fell on Saturday and Sunday. The wet weather prompted dozens of homes to be evacuated in low-lying areas. 5 homes were destroyed in the resort area of Wisconsin Dells. Doyle says he thinks at least many of the 30 counties will qualify for federal disaster aid.
FEMA has, in recent years, turned these around very quickly. They did it last year, and we expect that they will turn it around this year, and I'm very confident we've met all the threshold.
Last August, heavy rains and flooding caused major damage in at least 14 Wisconsin counties. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Hornbach in Milwaukee.
And forecasters say today will be another scorcher on the East Coast, with temperatures approaching 100 degrees in many cities again. It hit 99 in New York City yesterday. Officials are urging people to stay inside. President Bush is meeting with European Union leaders in Slovenia today. Topics of discussion include assistance for Afghanistan and Mr. Bush's call for taking a harder line with Iran. NPR's Don Gagne has the story.
In what's likely his final trip to Europe as president, Mr. Bush is pushing familiar themes. On Iran, the White House is concerned that Europe doesn't take the threat posed by Iran seriously enough. The president will again seek support for a tougher stance that he claims is important to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. On Afghanistan, he's making the case for continued strong European aid and support in light of a resurgent Taliban. Other topics include the economy and the impact of soaring oil prices and trade issues, including one involving U.S. chickens. The European Union banned the sale of U.S. chickens a decade ago because American poultry producers use chlorine to wash them. The fight is seen as a test case for something called the Transatlantic Economic Council, set up to settle such disputes. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Ljubljana.
Iraqi police say the head of Saddam Hussein's tribe was killed by a bomb planted on his car today. Sheikh Ali al-Neda was in charge of Iraqi's Abu Nasir tribe, the Sunni Arab clan that includes Saddam's family. Iraqi police say al-Neda and one guard died in the explosion. European stocks fell for a fifth day in a row due to an accelerating slide in banking stocks after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke issued a stern warning on inflation that killed hopes of a U.S. rate cut. Banks, which tend to suffer more than other sectors from tighter monetary policy, led the decline in early trading. Royal Bank of Scotland lost 3.9%. This is NPR. The latest survey from Manpower Incorporated shows employers in the U.S. are expected to hire fewer workers during the third quarter. From member station WUWM, Marty Michelson has more.
Of the 14,000 employers surveyed, 26% expect to increase their workforces in July, August, and September, while 10% expect to scale back their payrolls. Manpower CEO Jeffrey Jarrah says while the economy remains soft, employers are generally not reacting with large-scale payroll reductions. Employers in non-durable goods manufacturing, transportation and public utilities, wholesale retail, and education are expected to hire fewer workers. The only sector indicating an increase in hiring this summer is mining. A positive outlook is expected in the Midwest, while employers in the Northeast, South, and West are expressing a slight to moderate decrease in hiring. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Republican John McCain will vow today to lower corporate tax rates and ease the tax burden on middle-class workers if he becomes the next president of the United States. McCain also says he'll propose a streamlined alternative tax system, telling supporters no matter which of us wins in November, there will be change in Washington. McCain criticized Democrat Barack Obama for proposing to increase dividend and capital gains taxes and raise the minimum wage. South Korea's entire cabinet and its prime minister offered to resign today as massive street protests continue against the government. Demonstrators are angry over a deal to resume U.S. beef imports, believing the meat could be tainted with mad cow disease. A spokesman did not say whether President Lee Myung-bak would accept the resignations. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Annenberg Foundation, advancing public well-being through improved communication, on the web at annenbergfoundation.org.
Good morning. We have 60 degrees on Friends Plaza under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures out there across Illinois and Indiana are generally in the upper 50s to the middle 60s. At the top of the hour, they range from 67 degrees at Fort Wayne, a little bit of light rain falling there, to 61 at Taylorville, 55 at Galesburg. Cooler off to the west as skies have become a little bit more clear out there. Also still a flash flood warning in effect for eastern Lawrence County at 2:40 a.m. A levee 2 miles